Welcome to Heartspeak Podcast, episode 102, Meeting Ourselves.
Welcome to the Heartspeak Podcast, where valuable insights are shared that bypass the mind and resonate with the heart. Listen, open your heart, become inspired, find the joy and fulfillment that awaits when you follow your heart. And now, here's your host, Dr. Christine Page.
It's been quite a few weeks of gathering information together, and I hope you've enjoyed that. Again, thank you for being out there in the world. Thank you for your comments and sometimes your suggestions of what you would like me to talk about. Last time was a very big session for me, bringing together many different strands, really of my own experiences, although I really only touched on many of them. I hope that you were able to assimilate what I was speaking about. And it didn't allow you to get small, but to expand your awareness of who you are, who we are, how we are finding ourselves through all these different dimensions, all these different ways in which the veils have been lifted, and we're now seeing ourselves in our true colors. And when we do that, some of the things that are going on in our world seem so small. Now, you might say, no, they seem really big to me. But the frequencies that some things are happening on are at quite low frequencies. And they really aren't able to reach us when we are working with these different frequencies, higher frequencies, faster frequencies, that really express the true nature of our beingness. And a few weeks ago, we worked with Past Meet Future, Future Meet Past. And I was speaking about how many of us, rather than seeing it as a linear pathway, past, present, future, we're really living in a center of a flower, in the center of a spiral. And we've had what we might call future lives. We've had lives that existed maybe in what we call the past in terms of Atlantis, Lemuria, and we may have lived in past that were very much in this moment. So a case of just the last few hundred years, we may be remembering times that we've been around. But what I'm wanting to work with today is to have a other life experience, for us to go on a journey so that we can meet those parts of ourselves that need to be brought back into our hearts to be embodied and want expression at this time. And what I'm going to ask you to do is to not be small, not to just be thinking of what was I doing maybe a few hundred or even a few thousand years ago. Or even to the idea of, can I meet myself in a historical place that I may have read about? Are you ready to meet yourself in places that I was describing last time that may be within the earth? They may be on another planet or another galaxy, or they may be living in the future. They may be living in what we call the past. But can we go to a place which is very expansive? Something that might surprise you. And in that, it's allowing us to step beyond the known. So are you ready to go on this journey with me? And what we're first going to do is we're going to enter what I call a portal. And a portal is a doorway. But this just isn't any doorway. This is a doorway that literally can read our intention, read what we are able to, what we want, and what we're able to take on board. And I believe that many doorways that we reach in life, and we're at one of those at the moment, will assess our ability to expand. So if we are firmly based on this is how I want my future to look or my past to look at, this is what I want to meet, that's what we'll receive. And if we're more open and more adaptable and more willing to see ourselves outside the known, then that's what we receive. And I know if you're listening to me or watching me, that's the sort of person you are. And the best type of energy for us to explore, to come to this portal, is as a child, as a curious child, as someone who is like, yay, this could be fun, without preconceived ideas. Are you ready to work with me on this? Yes, I know you are. So this isn't just a doorway that you can say, okay, open and I'll get what I want. This is a doorway where it reads who you are. And we could say, I'm just using this analogy, that it's when you enter your key into the lock of this door, it will read where you are. Now, some of you may be thinking, this is the future that's coming our way, where we are literally given a card or given some sort of identity. And when it reads this card or reads this identity, we'll be allowed through many doors. Well, as I've explained to you before, what's coming in our modern day technology is also a reflection of a higher level of permission slip or a higher level of entry key. So the entry key that you have doesn't tell about your healthcare or your vaccination status. It tells about your ability to your level of consciousness. And as I described last time, a level of consciousness is nothing to do with whether you meditate so many hours a day or how many spiritual books you've read. It's how many connections have you made? How many pieces of you have you brought to your heart and in the name of love connected yourself? So it's how much of you do you know? And the more connections you've made, the more conscious you are. To know thyself, that's the word consciousness. How much do you know yourself? And the more you've gathered parts of yourself together, the more gathering I've done, the more I will be able to access in those multidimensional realms that we're talking about. All right? So your key, your inner key, is your connectivity, your heart, you could say. How much have you brought to your heart? How much have you connected yourself? It's like the tree of life, the ankh, the key. The ankh in the Egyptian way was the key, but that key represented your consciousness or my consciousness. It's an expression of who I am. So as we go to this meditation we're about to do, we're going to be taking our key, and we could call it our heart key. All right, let's call it the key of our heart. And in that key, it contains everything that we are. So that's the key that we're going to put in. But at the same time, we're bringing our intention through that key. So we're saying, I want the door to open, and this is what I want to see on the other side. Now, you might say, you've just told me I mustn't have preconceived ideas. No, but we must have clear intention. So if we say, I want to meet a part of myself that I can express in this daily life, that's what we're going to do. Or I want to, as I mentioned last time, I want to live all that I am. That's the intention. So opening the intention so that there's no limitation is really what I'm talking about, that childlike curiosity. Rather than I want it in this format and I want that to appear and I want only this, that's when we limit ourselves. That's where there's no flexibility. There's no expansion. All right. So are you ready for this exercise, this guided meditation? Please, as always, only do this if you're in a safe place to do it. And in that safe place now, doesn't matter if you're lying down or you're sitting, take a few deep breaths with a short in-breath and a long out-breath. Breathe down through your body, breathing out all those expectations, all those ways in which you would like to see yourself. Again, keep breathing down, breathing out. And as you do so, take the breath in as that curious, innocent child, that one that says, this could be fun. And then breathe out the seriousness, the heaviness. So breathe in your child, filling your heart with that fullness. And breathe out the seriousness and the planning. And just settle in your heart now, your heart chakra. And as you're there, see yourself taking from your heart this beautiful key. Each of us will have a different shape or color for that key. But see that this key that you have of your heart, is full of your life experiences, full of your connections, full of what you know about yourself. It's a beautiful key. You look at it and you go, wow, that's me. That's my consciousness. Now through your heart, see yourself by a door. It's a very ancient door. Doesn't mean that it's old. It just means it's eternal. It's been there a long time. And if you want, you can touch the door to see what it's made from. You may be surprised what it's made from. You get a sense of the door being not a static or inorganic material. It's life. It has a life force. It's organic. And as you're standing at that door, you know that behind that door, it's a bridge, and that bridge allows us to take steps between where we are now and another life. We're going to call it another life. And that other life is a life that holds within it something that is essential for you at this time to embody, to embrace some aspects of yourself. And remembering that you are an ancient being. Again, maybe I use the word eternal being. So we're not necessarily looking for something even from the past, but we're looking for something that is a part of your nature, your DNA that is awakening at this time and that has already been expressed at some time. So you may be going into what we might call a past life, a future life, an inner life. A life within the earth, a life of a star being, all of those types of life would be relevant. Now, at the door, I want you to speak clearly your intention of why you should be allowed through the door, through the portal, and onto the bridge and into another life. Speak your intention clearly now. Now the door has heard you, the portal has heard you. Now find a place where your key can be entered. Maybe a hole or a space, or it may be just placing your key against the door. Let the door read your intention and your consciousness. Feel yourself being read, resonating with your key. Now, the door is opening to you. And you see before you a bridge. It's a bridge of 10 steps. And it may be misty, it may be clear. This is a bridge between the worlds. And you step onto the bridge, one. You're on a journey of discovery, two. You feel excited, if a little nervous, three. You're open to anything that comes, four. You know you are safe and protected, five. You live between the worlds, six. You feel your body starting to change, seven. You may even feel your energy system change, eight. You feel differences in your chakras, nine. And you're allowing that still, that curiosity, and that feeling of being loved, 10, to allow you to step off the bridge and there is another door. Once again, speak your intention. Place your card or your key into the lock and the door opens. And in front of you is your guide for this journey. How do they appear to you? They may not appear even in a human form, they may appear in any form, or just as color or light, but they are your guide. And they may be familiar to you because you've actually met them in your own life back on Earth in the 21st century. You may know them there. And they may have come with you across the bridge to be your guide. Who's appeared to you now? It's something or someone that you trust, you feel safe with. And they're smiling at you because you recognize them. Almost like you're saying, what are you doing here? And you realize that they exist on many levels. And as you look at them, they say, look at yourself. You are in this other world, this other time. And if you do now, just look down at your feet, if you have feet. We could call it your lower body. And just come up the body. What form have you taken in this life? If you are human, how are you dressed? Become aware of just the energy. The energy is who you are. So you may just feel some energy running through your system. You may just experience a specific colors that express you. Don't worry if you don't have an exact form. And let us just ask, what time period in Earth terms are you in? Where? What is the time? Let the first thoughts be the right one. And where are you? Let the first thoughts be the right ones. Now we have set a general intention that we will find, we are meeting a part of ourselves, or we've become part of ourselves that knows something from this particular place, this particular time that we find ourselves in. It's a gift of ours or something that we know how to do that is relevant to our 21st century life. So please now go with your guide. And together, go to a place where your gifts were expressed, or the knowledge you had at that time or have at that time were expressed. Go to a time or a place where you can meet yourself and see yourself in a particular role or with particular gifts that are relevant for you to bring back to the 21st century. Go there now. What was your role? What were you called, or what are you called in this particular life that you are now experiencing? What are your gifts? What are you good at? How were they expressed? Watch yourself. How do you use these gifts? Are there beings, people around you who are benefiting from what you're doing? And are these gifts or these talents ones that you could use back in the 21st century? Or are they unusual? How unusual are they? But they could still be adapted to the 21st century. What do you know that is needed now in the life you lead in the 21st century? And if you look at you in this life, are there certain tools that you need to take with you? Certain things that you, yes, I remember that. I used to use that. Well, that's useful. Pick up the tools you need to take back to the 21st century. And now you and your guide go back to that doorway. The doorway we entered this other life through. Before you cross the bridge, you may have some questions you ask of your guide. Or even some doubts. It's okay to have doubts. Do you have any doubts or fears of bringing these gifts, these tools with you into the 21st century? Speak now to your loved one. Speak now to your guide. And listen to their advice. And they may show you an image of how your gifts are going to be received, or who is waiting for them. Let them just show you an image. and maybe even an image of those that will be supporting you, even if it's not everybody. They're showing you now those who see who you are and will support you on your journey. See them now. And before you start your journey back through the door onto the bridge, your guides give you a large dose of love and courage. And you feel that enthusiasm to live your life fully, bring these tools with you, to remember who you are, reconnect to all that you are. So once again, please place your key in the lock or on the door and ask that you should return to the 21st century life, and the door opens. You say farewell to your guide. You may or may not see them back in the world of the 21st century, but you know that they're always going to be there for you. They'll turn up whenever you call. And you step onto the bridge one. You're holding different tools or gifts that are so important to you, two. You hold those very close to your heart, three. You know that when you remember them, you will remember and you will never forget who you truly are, four. You're now between the worlds, five. You do feel your body starting to change, six. You're becoming familiar with the idea that you are wherever you're sitting or standing or lying. You feel maybe the surface of the bed or the chair or the floor. Now, seven. You feel your clothes on your body, eight. You feel your breath change. You start breathing through this body that you have, nine. You're ready to step back into that 21st century, 10. And all you have to do is place your key against the door or in the lock and say, I am ready to be back. And the door opens and you're back in the room where you are. You feel yourself wherever you are in that room. You feel maybe the chair or the bed or the floor beneath you. And feel your breath moving through your body. But you still have those tools, those gifts in your heart. And you're ready to move forward in this life, bringing everything that you've ever experienced in other lives to bring greater love, greater wisdom, greater consciousness, greater expansion of yourself. And you can return to that bridge any time. And each time you go, because of the work you're doing on yourself, your key will change. You'll be able to access different places, different ages, different times. Each time your consciousness changes. So knowing that to be true, and you're fully back in the room where you are, please make some notes of your findings. And then until next time, many, many blessings. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the HeartSpeak podcast with Dr. Christine Page. Please check out all HeartSpeak episodes in the podcast archive section on www.christinepage.com. HeartSpeak is also available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, and now playing on iHeartRadio. You can also watch the archive podcasts on YouTube. Connect with Christine on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, including her newest Facebook group, The Great Mother Calling. Do share with family, friends, colleagues. Join us next time for another edition of HeartSpeak.